Good morning, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audible. Welcome along. You join me here on a Wednesday morning. It's 6:05 in the morning. Very dark morning. Actually, I've got the blinds down and the curtains closed, but I know it's dark because it normally is about this time. Anyway, hope you're all well. I've just been actually reading quite a bit about Carlos Tevez. Now, for those who don't know who Carlos Tevez is, Carlos Tevez plays for Manchester City. He's a footballer. He's also played at West Ham, Manchester United, and other clubs. He's in the news at the moment because he basically was playing a game last night, and he was a bit upset because the manager didn't pick him to replace Edin Dzeko. Then the manager later asked him to warm up to get ready, and he refused to come on. I mean, that's just ridiculous. If my boss asks me to do something, I do it without question, without any argument. I do it because that's what I have to do. He's an overpaid, arrogant individual. I was thinking, should I swear there? And somehow he thinks he's the God-given right, that he doesn't need to follow instructions, follow what his manager thinks. So that's pretty much in the news. Now I'm wondering what's going to happen. If I was him, and Manchester City are a pretty rich club with rich owners and all of that, I'd basically terminate his contract, get rid. You don't want players like that. I mean, Carlos Tevez is just the worst kind of individual you could come across. He's got no respect for the club, he's got no respect for the team, he's got no respect for his teammates, no respect for the management, he's got no respect for anyone. And all he keeps saying is, oh, they know my reasons that I want to leave the club. You know, a lot of people want to leave jobs, but they don't act like this. And yes, so I was just reading about that, and it's all completely ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. But that's what's in the news, and Man United finished the game 3-3. The defence went to crap, basically. I'm just not convinced in the centre defence that we have the cover, we have the right players. You know, we're playing Phil Jones, who probably isn't ready for such a big match and stuff. So, yeah, it's not good. And I'm going to have to get ready for in a minute to go to work. And I kind of woke up about 4:45 this morning, and I couldn't really sleep after that. You know, I couldn't drift off again. So I ended up getting up about 5:20 or something. 5:15 maybe. Pissed me off really because my eyes feel a bit sore, so I might put some eye drops in there. Sometimes it helps to reawaken everything. What else do I have to say? I was just watching an episode of an Irish soap, Fair City. And that's about it. So this is a bit of a shorter update because I just don't have much time. I have to put these eye drops in and to get ready for work. So I will talk to you guys really, really soon, and have a great Wednesday. Bye-bye.